This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247 and on the podcast for Podbean. Welcome. We're at part 65. The Peace of the Father. And we continue where we left off on yesterday's episode. Yesterday we looked at Ephesians, the third chapter, and verse 2. Sorry, Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and verse 2. Always be humble and gentle, be patient with each other, making allowances for each other's faults because of your love. And we come now to verse 3. This is really important. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. This has been my lifelong ambition, going back to 1993, I believe. I'm sure it's 1993, when I began to feel a hunger for the church to have unity, for there to be in church what I call heart unity. It has been my passion. Every single place I go, every church I go to, I want to sense the heart unity of that church, because then I know that this verse is being lived out and people are living in peace. You see, if this verse isn't lived out, I can promise you there is no peace, even in the church, even in the ecclesia, even in the group of people that meet together each and every week. Sometimes twice, three times a week. If there's no heart unity there, then peace can't have a place. There can't be peace. We're called by Jesus to love one another. And this is what Paul is talking about. Keeping yourselves united in the Spirit. If you are united in the Spirit, you have to love. You can't just like someone when you're bound together and you're united in the Spirit of God. You can't just like them. It's impossible. It's not possible. When you are united in the Spirit, as Paul is saying right here, then the beautiful thing about that is that you are united in love. Another version says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. That's the New International Version. I'll say that again. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Now, when you're bound together, When you're binding yourselves together with peace, there has to be love. It can't be a liking. It can't be a dislike. You have to be bound together with the love that comes from the Holy Spirit. That is what heart unity is all about. And that means so much. I was saying this one time at a church some months back. I was saying, here I am standing before you. I'm your brother in Christ. Do you agree? And they said, yes, of course. So I'm their brother in Christ. I said, imagine if I had nothing, if I had no money, I had nowhere to go, I had nowhere to sleep, I didn't know what to do. Could I knock on your door and say, I've got nowhere to go? I've got no food. I've got no money. Will you please help me? Well, I know I could turn up at my brother's home. Either one of them. I've got two brothers now. One's dead. I had three brothers and a sister. My brother and my sister have gone to be with the Lord, but I have two brothers that survive. And I know I could knock on their doors and I could say, look, I've got nowhere to go. Do you think they're going to kick me out? Of course not. We might not always get on. We might not always see eye to eye, but we are bound together by blood. Thank you, Jesus. And this is important that you hear what I'm going to say now. When I look at my brothers, I love them. We are bound together by blood. We have the same blood coursing through our veins. But because of Jesus, are you hearing me now? Because of Jesus, because of our Lord, because of the Holy Spirit, because of the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary 2,000 years ago, I'm talking to you now, listen very carefully, because you and I are bound together by blood. We are bound by blood. The blood of the Lord. If we're bound by blood, then I can knock on your door and I can say to you, look, I've got nowhere to go. Are you going to open it? Are you going to recognize the blood that binds us together? Now look at that person in the church that you don't particularly like, the one that you avoid every time you go to church. You avoid this person because you don't want to get into conversation with them. That's not heart unity. Because that person that you try to avoid, if they love the Lord like you love the Lord, you are bound by blood. Do you hear that? There have been times in my life when I've had arguments with my brothers or my sister, and I haven't liked them. You're hearing this? I haven't liked them because of what they've done or said. I've not liked them. But there's something deeper. We are bound together by blood, and therefore the love will never go. And in a church that is joined in heart unity, you are bound together by blood. That's amazing. That is amazing. because that is a Rhema word for me today and a Rhema word for you today. The Lord, I believe, has just revealed that the profundity, the depth of what I'm saying. I've thought about it. I've always wanted heart unity, and I've always understood about the blood of the Lamb, but I've never understood fully. I have just had a revelation that we are bound together, as Paul is talking, binding yourselves together with peace. And I know this, we are bound together by the blood of the Lamb because we share that blood that was spilled for you and I. This is amazing. What a revelation. Wow. And therefore, because we are bound together, we truly are brothers and sisters in Christ, not just in name, but in blood too. Because we are bound together in peace. Now, if we follow this through, and if we make a decision that we are going to bring into our churches this sort of relationship with the others in our churches, if we make a decision that we are going to go forward today loving those in our community, in our churches, loving them with the love of the Lord, and knowing this, that because they love the Lord, we are bound together in the blood of the Lamb. We are bound together in peace, and therefore we can bring about heart unity very easily. That is an amazing word. Oh Lord, I give you the glory. I give you the honor. And I give you the praise. I'm going to say this to you now, beloved. Do you want to join with me and make a pact that you are going to do your utmost to bring about heart unity in the church where you go, in the fellowship that you attend? That you are going to love because you are bound together in perfect love. You are bound together in peace, and you are bound together by the blood of the Lamb. Are you going to make a pact now that you're going to do that? I just want you to say these words, nothing more. Yes and amen. Say that now. Yes and amen, and I'm saying it. Yes and amen. And if you make a decision that that's what you're going to do, and you've said yes and amen, then you need to do it. Next time you meet with Christian brothers and sisters, know that you are bound not only through peace, but you are bound by the blood of the Lamb. And that is amazing. I want to hear from you.